I sat with Helen's children this week. Steve, Barbara, and Tracy had much to share with me as they told stories and described who their mother really was. But many of you already know her. You know how Helen was always put together. You know how she said what she was thinking, not in a mean way, but making overt what was already on everybody else's mind anyway. You know how her piercing blue eyes lit up when somebody she knew was walking into the room to talk with her. You probably know how much she loved this church. Steve shared that so much happened in these last 20 years where she was so involved with the church. She was the kind of person that relied on others when she traveled, but eventually the travel bug bit her and she was on different adventures with several people from Hillsdale UMC. Helen was able to multiply the size of her family by the connection that she had here. She supported the women's group through the bazaar, through her hand-painted pumpkins and plants she grew from clippings given to her by complete strangers. It's amazing to me how bold she was in stopping her car and asking a total stranger if she could take their hydrangea clippings, grow them, and sell them for the church. That's just who she was. It's one more sign of how much she loved this church. I hope that you'll share some of your memories of Helen in just a few moments, but I want to share a bit more of who Helen was to her family and to the rest of us. Tracy told me about the bakery that Helen helped run. It made their family well known to the community here. Everyone knew who they were, and I'm sure that meant the kids couldn't get away with very much here in town because of it. Helen's husband passed many years ago, but the children still remember how Helen was the glue of that home. She made sure the children were ready for school. She cooked and worked and was always willing to share her advice, whether you wanted to hear it or not. And she overcame adversity in the home with such grace. That's perhaps the part that struck me the most about her. Didn't matter what was happening around her. She was courageous in confronting problems. She was the kind of person that was smiling in the midst of a storm. And it wasn't a fake smile. She was able to rise above whatever circumstances she was in with poise and with grace. The smile was real. That's why Helen was able to be the glue to the home, because she was a rock in any storm. She was there when you needed her, and her eyes were shining through it all. Helen gave selflessly to others. One thing that became clear to me without it ever being said was how tenacious Helen was. She would give and give no matter the circumstances. She would smile and smile no matter the problems. You couldn't outgive Helen. You couldn't outdo her because of how tenacious she was. And certainly she was the kind of person to be admired. All she had to do was to be herself. This past week, the news has been filled with Yogi Berra's death and what are known as yogiisms. Well, today many of us could share our Helenisms. Tracy shared with me one. She shared this in a thick Brooklyn accent. Helen would say, "We did what we did because that's what we did." That's just how it was. Every once in a while, the family would be gathered together. Someone would say something and a look would come into Helen's eyes and everyone knew something was going to come out. Here comes another Helenism. But what Helen did was beautiful. She taught people to love. She taught people to give generously. She spoke her mind and somehow it managed to bring peace. It removed anxiety and created a place where everyone knew they were loved. The family shared how proud they are, how honored they are to love her and to be loved by her. Though Helen struggled for the last few years, and even though her death came as a surprise to the children, in the end, they assured me that today is a day of celebration. We celebrate Helen's many accomplishments. We celebrate the love she shared with this world. We celebrate her faith and her connection with this church that lets us proclaim death has been swallowed up in victory. Helen is a model of faith for us. Her simple approach of honest speech and genuine love is something we could all use a little more. When there were divisions among people, Helen certainly had her opinions, but she managed to be a bridge builder among people. She was a peacemaker and a kind of class act that we can all be proud of. Helen lived in such a way that today we can say she is no longer mortal. Her mortal body has put on immortality. She lives with those who have loved to the end, who have overcome the storms, who have steadied the ship and sailed safely into the harbor. We have all been enriched in knowing her, and may she be at rest this day and forevermore.